I'm in shock. The nerve, the audacity. Okay. So if you would be the need for working with someone else on a couple of beats, what do you really think of that nigga that's thinking your beats? I've done things for him I thought that he never would need. Father had to stretch his hands out and get that from me. I pop style for 30 hours and let him repeat. Now you popping up with the jokes, I'm dead, I'm asleep. I just left from over by y'all putting thin to the sheets. Tired of sitting crying and helping my enemies eat. Keep getting temperature checks and know that my head overheats. Don't know why the fuck you niggas listening, dead, I'm asleep. Must have had the infrared wrong, now your head in a beam. Y'all let a spitting image and would have a jealousy breeze. Don't push me when I'm an album home. You're not even top five as far as a label talent goes. You send shots, but I gotta challenge those. But I bring calicos to the Alamo. I can never have a Virgil in my circle and hold him back because he makes me nervous. I wanna see my brothers flourish to their higher purpose. You niggas leeches and serpents. I think it's good that other teachers are learning. Yeah, the brother said it was your cousin and him and you. So you don't rap what you did, you just rap what you do. Don't be ashamed, there's plenty niggas that do what you do. There's no malice in your heart, you wanna fuck you with the man, you might have sold the college kids for Nike and Mercedes, but you act like you sold drugs for Escobar in the 80s. I had a microphone of yours, but then the signature faded. I think that pretty much resembles what's been happening lately. Please believe your demise will be televised. Yeah. And as for Q, man, I changed his life a couple times. Nigga was at Kroger working double time. I acted like you made the boy when I was trying to help the guy. Who gassed you to play with me? Man, you made this shit as easy as ABC. Whoever's supposed to be making me hits, they got no hits, sound like they need me. My hooks did it, my lyrics did it, my spirit did it, I'm fearless with it. I really shouldn't have given you none of my time, cause you molded than a nigga you running behind. Look, holla at me when you multi-million. I told you keep playing with my name and I'ma let it ring on you like Virginia Williams. I'm too resilient, get out your feelings. It's gonna be a cool summer for you. I told Weezy and Baby I'ma done it for you. Tell Lay we got an invoice coming to you. And Sarah and we just sold another 20 for you.
And that's how we starting the day. Anthony Martin Podcast, episode 6. Welcome back.
Man, it's music. But who gets to talk to who? Like there's certain people I do want to talk to. I do want to rap with, so on and so forth. I don't even look at that situation the same. Since how that all played out and how that came out. Like you can't let they're real writers out here. You know what I'm saying? Who really do this, who really, like, you know, enjoy the craft of this. Then there's other artists who make great music. You know, they put it.
Jealousy. That's what I get from that. I don't know. You could have some valid points. I'm not saying that not everything that pushes and saying is valid, but now I start looking in, it just looks like jealousy, man. Just keeping it all the way 100. When you get to a certain level, a certain people that are always going to be, I don't know, man, what's the word? Yeah. Not negative, because everybody's entitled to their own opinion, and we have to respect everybody's opinion as an individual, but certain things are just flat out just serpent shit, man. Honestly. And these are the same people that'll shake your hand, same people that'll be around you. I don't know, man. It just sounds like jealousy to me, but that's just my opinion. I'm going to come back to you guys later. We're going to speak more, but the next portion is going to be a music segment. Of course, I always got to have a music segment. I know we had that, the intro to the response to push that W freestyle, and that's why we're here today. We're talking about that since the invoice was posted. People even messaged me and, like, you know, just wondering what my thoughts are on it. So I'm just giving you guys some insight on that. But yeah, the next part is going to be the music segment. So I'm just going to play a song that's relevant to what we're talking about, and then I'm going to come back and speak with you guys one more time. God, family, and
I told Weezy and Baby I'm a done for you.
Tell Ye we got an invoice coming to you. Considering that we just sold another 20 for you.
I didn't bring the man fiance into it.
Yeah, so there you have it. Those are definitely some shots of Pusha T, not just Kanye.
Nah, it was majority Kanye, though. And you got to remember a couple things. Number one, Drake was replying to Pusha's Infrared, and Infrared was a response to Two Birds, One Stone by Drake. So I'm sure Pusha will reply. But what makes y'all think Pusha had to reply in 24 hours? Well, everybody kept saying that. Like, oh, he's got to come right back. And you have your damn mind if you think Drake wrote that record the same day Pusha's album dropped.
Okay? Pusha T maybe wanted us to all be back at work, too.
I mean, listen, who knows? I had Pusha's album on Monday. When did you get Pusha's album in?
Tuesday.
So I'm sure Drake had a heads up on this record, okay? I don't understand how y'all saying Pusha got body when the majority of the record is about Kanye.
All right, well, let's never forget that Drake also was a fan of the clips and a fan of Pusha T. Here's some more from the Duffy Freestyle.
I had a microphone of yours, but then the signature faded. I think that pretty much resembles what's been happening lately.
Now,
that video has circulated of when he did talk about having a microphone that was supposedly Pusha T's microphone.
One day I was looking for, like, autograph stuff from Cliffs because I was, like, a really, really big Cliffs fan. Some search words led me to this guy in Virginia that supposedly had a microphone that Pusha T used during the show. It was, like, plastic, but it had his autograph on it. I used to pretend I was doing interviews on the red carpet and perform all the Cliffs songs in my basement with a mic. And then I performed with it so much that I rubbed the autograph off. I don't even know if he really signed it, but that was my big thing, man. At the time, it meant the world to me, though.
That was from MTV's series When I Was 17. So that video circulated on Twitter as well. And then after all of this, Drake did get back to the music and he released a new single that's going to be on his album Scorpion. And it's called I'm Upset. Check it out.
Every month, I'm supposed to pay her bills and get her what she want. I still got like 7 years of doing what I want. My dad still got child support from 1991. Out of time. People love to pop a lot of shit and come around. Word of flock on Jody, he done seen us put it down. Asking if I'm cool, I'm upset. 100,000 on my head is disrespect. So offended that I had to double check.
That I'm upset record, not about nothing.
I didn't like that record.
Why are you giving out album filler, Aubrey? Okay, come on.
Yeah, those are the cliff notes of what happened over the weekend.
Why is the album filler part of the rollout?
No, the order of what's going on.
I would say this. If I was Baby or Wayne or Kanye, I would be upset. I would be mad. Y'all don't want to hear us reply? Okay? Drake dissed me. I'm Kanye. Pusha dissed me. I'm Baby and Wayne. Y'all don't want no records from us? Y'all don't want no reply records from us?
I'm good. I'm good with Aubrey. I'm good with Drake.
Y'all just want to hear from Aubrey and Pusha?
I'm good with Drake.
We caught some smoke, too. Y'all don't want to hear from Wayne?
Nah.
You don't want to hear the boss from Baby?
All right, my final thought on the topic today would be, I just feel, I mean, I could be wrong. Again, it's just an opinion. Everybody's entitled to their opinion, but my opinion, Anthony's opinion on the whole issue, I just feel like this comes from people being envious of other people, jealousy, as I mentioned earlier. Maybe because they're not where they would like to be at in their career, or because they never reached a certain level, or they think of themselves in a higher regard than what reality is. I'm saying Pusha is not dope. Pusha is very dope, but come on, man. It's only one spot, only one number one spot. We all know Drake he's running the game right now. I mean, that's just my opinion. That's my opinion. But like I said, everybody's entitled to their own opinion. That's just mine on it. I feel like it comes from jealousy. I feel like there's a lot of people envious of that number one spot or of that that upper echelon type of air that certain people walk in. And I feel like when you do get to a certain level, it's just you're always going to have to deal with these things. Constant swats or jabs from people that really don't. I can say don't matter. Push, he's very important for the culture, but I'm saying as far as the grand scheme of things, stopping your marathon, stopping your race from you getting to where you're supposed to go as a person, like, it doesn't. It doesn't. It's just hate. And they're really a fan. Pusha T's really a fan of this guy, man. So that's all we're seeing is a disgruntled fan at the end of the day. But again, that's just my opinion, you know. I could be wrong. Fuck it. Our family. Yo, so I was done with this episode. This is a continuation of episode 6 I was working on yesterday, and the reason why it's just now coming out today, I'm going to let you guys know, but as I was saying previously, I was done with this episode, but before I was able to publish it, the response to the diss, I guess you would say, or the response to Drake addressing Push came out. So Push put a song out, and just based off the content that I heard from it, and previously before, I still had a little inkling of doubt. I'm not going to lie to you guys that maybe it wasn't jealousy, or maybe you didn't have some valid points, or, you know, just trying to get pushed into the benefit of doubt, because I don't like to think anybody has that type of, you know, malice, pun intended, in their heart. But just to hear this diss where it's, he's attacking this man's father, he's attacking this man's mother, and he's talking about some illegitimate child. If that is true, that should never be brought up. But I'm saying it's tasteless and it's trash. And it just goes to show what type of, like, person that we're dealing with. We're dealing with two different types of people. I just had to be honest. Push is trash right now. And I'll say it again. Like, he's trash. Like, garbage. All because a man, he mentioned your fiance. He make it rain on you like Vanessa Williams. Big fucking deal. The shot that he took was garbage and it was trash. And I'm going to speak on it later, but I heard anybody never go that route. Never be that type of person. Like I said, this is dirt shit. This is scum shit. And fuck Pusha T. That's how I feel about it. But I just had to come back on the episode and just speak on that, because I was going to put this out. I was already done, but just hearing the response, I had to give my opinion on the response, and it's truly trash. It's truly sickening. My opinion, though. This has been episode 6. I told you guys I was going to speak about it on IG, you know, the few people that I did speak to. So we touched this topic. One of the big things that's happening in the culture right now that a lot of people are talking about it, and it's honestly sad, man. It's honestly sad. But this has just been the wrap-up, and I'll talk to you guys later, man. Y'all have a good one. God, family, yeah.